Well, a Jesuit, a Dominican, and a Franciscan were walking along an old road, debating the greatness of their religious orders. Suddenly, an apparition of the Holy Family appeared in front of them, with Jesus in the manger and Mary and Joseph praying over him. The Franciscan fell on his face, overcome with awe at the sight of God born in such poverty. The Dominican fell to his knees, adoring the beautiful reflection of the Blessed Trinity in the Holy Family. The Jesuit walked up to Saint Joseph, put his arm around his shoulder and said, "So have you given any thought to the boy's education?" Those of you who went to Jesuit high schools or college would probably relate to that. Today we, though, have a different group of visitors that come to see the Holy Family. And this group of visitors are called the Magi. And as you know, the shepherds represented the Jewish people adoring Christ, and the Magi represent the Gentiles, the pagans, that come to adore the Christ child. So today is called the Epiphany, the revelation, the manifestation of Christ to the nations, to the Gentiles, to the pagans, as represented by the Magi. What I'd like to do is to take a few moments to walk you through that Christmas hymn called We Three Kings. And this contains so many very devotional and inspirational and very theological thoughts. A lot of good theology in that hymn. It begins, "We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star." So first we have the description of these three kings. What's interesting is that the Bible never actually says there are three kings. It always talks about the three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But it's always been the tradition that there were three kings. In fact, you can even read their names in ancient literature: Balthazar, Melchior, and Gaspar. And they were called Magi. Some people translate that to kings. But Magi were astrologers. They were studiers of world religions. They were philosophers. And apparently, in some of their ancient texts, they had read that when a star arose, a special star, it would signify that a new king was born. So somehow they were able to figure out that it was the king of the Jews. And so, of course, they would go to Jerusalem, the center of Judaism. And it says here that they came from the Orient. So most likely modern-day, you know, Persia, that area, modern-day Iran, perhaps. And so they traveled through very difficult situations across mountains and fields and swamps, and in order to visit this newborn king of the Jews. Think of the sacrifice. Probably took 3 months to 6 months to travel. And obviously it wasn't, you know, three men just by themselves. They would, of course, have had to have bodyguards and soldiers and a caravan and camels and dromedaries and all sorts of things. That caused a big commotion in Jerusalem when they showed up, because obviously three men would not travel by themselves with valuable gifts. They would have been robbed halfway between Persia and Jerusalem. But of course they had a large caravan that caused a big commotion in Jerusalem. So they came bearing their gifts, and they followed a star all the way to Jerusalem. And then we have in the hymn the description of the three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and the appropriateness of these gifts. So the first Magi says, "Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign." The first wise man, Magi, brought gold, which is a gift for a king. And it reminds us that it says Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the city that means the house of bread. And how appropriate that is, because Jesus would be the bread of life. and he would feed the entire world with himself in the Holy Eucharist. So appropriate, he would be born in David's city at Bethlehem to fulfill the prophecy, and that he would be born in this house of bread. And so gold is presented to the king to crown him forever. He won't just be an earthly king, he'll be a heavenly king. And that he came to reign over us all. See, this alludes to the fact that Jesus didn't come just to save the Jewish people, he came to save everyone. He died for everyone, as represented by the Magi, that he would die for all the nations, for the Jews and Gentiles alike. The second wise man says, "Frankincense to offer have I. Incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, gladly raising, worship him, God on high." So what is frankincense? It's this beautiful, sweet-smelling incense that was used in the worship of God in the temple. We use incense as well sometimes at Mass. It represents our prayers drifting up to heaven to Almighty God. And so this was an appropriate gift. The gold was to recognize the kingship of Christ, the incense, the divinity of Christ, that he is truly God. God on high, come down to earth. He is Emmanuel, God with us. The third king, the third wise man says, "Myrrh is mine. Its bitter perfume breathes the life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone-cold tomb." The myrrh, of course, is a burial fluid, this perfume that would be used for embalming. And, of course, it represents the fact that Jesus is to be a sacrifice. He is to be a victim. He is to be the Redeemer. So the king receives gold, God receives the incense, and the victim, the sacrifice, receives the myrrh. It's bitter perfume, and it will be used 33 years later when Jesus was placed in the tomb. That's why it says sealed in a cold stone tomb. And then the last sentence, "Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice." The threefold mission of Jesus. He is King, he is God, and he is the sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through the earth and skies. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. In the liturgy today, it says that just as the light of the star led the Magi to Christ, to their goal, so we are led to heaven by the light of faith, by the light of faith. And isn't that appropriate that this is the year of faith? And our faith is that shining star that we follow. We're so blessed to have our Catholic faith. And that light that we follow is our faith. And so the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, has said this is the year of faith. So we need to be growing in our faith, deepening our faith through, I recommend, of course, the reading of sacred scripture, the reading of the catechism, reading of good Catholic books to deepen our faith. Because sometimes that light of faith for many people has started to get darker, and that light is not as strong as it should be. So we have to continue to read and study our faith, to develop our faith, and then, of course, to share our faith. That's what we're called to do, especially during this year. So again, just as those Magi followed the star to their goal, so we get to heaven by the light of faith.